Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast at RadioMD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and the session today is 12:35 A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And our key story on longevity is a Roizen rule for a younger you. It's a comparison in 500,000 people in the UK on how much genetics versus your choices mean to the development of specific chronic diseases, dementia, breast cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal cancers, as well as lung disease, heart disease, and liver disease. We'll get to that, and that is the Roizen Rule for Younger You segment. The next story we're going to cover, that docs don't track pregnancy complications that threaten your long-term health. So if you have one, you have to be the agent that keeps bringing it up every time you see your doctor. And new guidelines updates the criteria on Alzheimer's disease and a higher fish intake. This is the Automega one. The higher fish intake is linked to reduced risk for what disease and what disability. And the next one is unhealthy eating is linked to female incontinence of urine. Pretty interesting. That is what it is. We'll get to all those stories in just a second. But remember, we are brought to you by Life's First Naturals, LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Bovine Colostrum, True Biotics, and Dye Rescue, something you'll want to try if you are stepping up a dose of a GLP-1 or a GIP. That is the weight loss drugs of Ozempic and Semaglutide, and Wegovia or Zepbound, Tirzepatide, or Mounjaro. Our other sponsor is our own website, longevityplaybook.com. Go there to sign up for the free newsletter. And you can also show interest in answering the questions for when is the AI coaching program going to be available. It will be available shortly. Now, let's get back to the stories of the week. The first one is a very interesting one. 500,000 people who were in the United Kingdom data bank analyzed for genetics versus their choices, including their environment, at creating, if you will, or relating to the incidence of dementia, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and colorectal cancers. Well, 2% of the percentage was genetics, whereas 98% for dementia, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and colorectal cancers are your choices. That really means you have the power to prevent them. That's the Roizen rule for a younger you. You do all 40 choices for prevention of dementia, it's probably going to be less than 10% risk compared to those people who didn't make those choices. Now, looking at lung, heart, and liver, it's about a 10% chance of genetics and about someplace over 80%. And there's a range, that's why we're not clear on it. 80% for lung, heart, and liver disease. Again, you have the power through your choices and your environment. Don't live near an airport or where there's a freeway, because they will put out pollution that'll cause inflammation that'll make it more likely to get dementia, breast cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, as well as lung, heart, and liver disease chronically. You have those choices, and it does involve where you live and where you work as well. The second story of the week, again, this is 12:35 A, is that patients hospitalized with COVID-19 face higher long-term risks for death and rehospitalization. And this is very interesting. So people who had to be hospitalized for COVID, another reason to prevent yourself from getting COVID by taking the mask precautions and getting what we think the appropriate booster is with the Novavax, not the Pfizer, not the Moderna, but the Novavax vaccine, the risk of another cardiovascular disease within 30 months, 22% higher. For psychiatric hospitalization, 41% higher. For neurologic hospitalization, 50% higher. And for a respiratory event that gets you to the hospital, a doubling of your risk. So this is a study of 63,000 people in Europe who had to be hospitalized for COVID compared to 319,000 from the same age and gender and the same area that they lived in who didn't have to be hospitalized for COVID. The next study that we want to get to is, of course, our, if you will, odd omega story. That is that the more fish oil and healthy fish oil, meaning DHA and EPA, you can get them from plankton the way the fish do. They don't make it themselves. But the higher those incidents, the lower your risk of MS, that is multiple sclerosis, the lower your risk for disability with multiple sclerosis. So again, it is key that you get that odd omega DHA and EPA or the fish oils. People always ask where I get mine from. I get mine from Persona Nutrition. The next story is just one that's a well beyond wellness. One in six parents supports teens getting non-surgical cosmetic procedure. I guess most of those must be Botox, but I was really surprised that it is one in six parents support a teenager getting it. Last story that we want to cover today on 1325A is a story about unhealthy eating and embarrassing little leaks in middle-aged women. It is a junk food lifestyle that is unhealthy eating increases the risk. And this was in 1,100 Finnish women who were tracked for 8 years with 40% increased risk of incontinence, urgency, even if the bladder isn't full. So unhealthy diet, it ain't good for you. Matter of fact, it's downright bad for you from a number of reasons. Let me review the key stories of the week. The key story, the Roizen Rule for Younger You segment, was on genetics versus your choices, including environment. And what it was, 2% for some of the serious things like dementia, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and colon cancer, 90%+ for your choices being key. And we've gone over a lot of those choices for dementia already on this set of programs. And on the other key story was that junk food is related to the embarrassing lifestyle problem of female urge incontinence of urine. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. We hope you've enjoyed 1325A, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. B, we're continuing one of the stories on addiction. So 1325B, you'll want to hear from Brian Johnson, the author of The Mass Psychology of Addiction, published by Kohler Books. It's a story about illness and disability. In fact, the addiction possibility. And we'll talk to Dr. Johnson about that if you download the B segment, 1325B. Remember, 1333A and B, those were a great segment with Senator Ron Wyden, the ranking Democrat on Senate Finance Committee, does Medicare, the exchanges, taxes, tariffs, pretty key things that are highlights as well as the overall budget. You'll want to listen to that. It was a great segment about his book, It Takes Chutzpah, but it's not only a great book, but we had a wonderful segment on what he's doing in a bipartisan way to make the country better. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. But in the meantime, download the B segment and listen to Brian Johnson talking about the mass psychology of addiction. Thanks again.